Welcome back to The Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show here across ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison's YouTube channels. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Uck, and we are joined here on the Yuengling Guest Hotline, Brady Ewing, former Badger fullback and also now the Director of Football Alumni Relations. Again, joining us here on the Yuengling Hotline, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin, DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Brady, welcome to The Jump Around and welcome back. Back to Madison. How's everything been with the new role here?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been great. It's been good here, hot and heavy the last week and a half since I started getting up to speed on everything going on, doing the onboarding stuff, and probably most importantly, getting out to practice, seeing all the energy, all the passion out there on the practice field for spring ball has been really fun.
Brady, it's awesome to get to see you back here in this role. Again, you're a Richland Center kid. You had some fun runs with the Badgers. You spent a couple years in the league. What was it about this position, though? I know that every Badger in any situation, if I could be back in Madison, it feels like that this place is like a second home. What was it from the beginning that attracted you to this position when it first came out?
Couple things. I think first and foremost is this place played such a big role in who I am today. And that's from the university, Camp Randall, the people that filled the stands every Saturday, to the support staff, to the players that I played with, played a big part in helping me become who I am, the things that I care about, the things that I value, and the things that, guide me today in the working world or as a parent, you know. So a lot of those things played true into my life and guided me to be who I am today. So I think first and foremost, wanting to continue that tradition and be a part of that, helping that experience be the same for the next generation and helping alumni feel connected to that and a part of that was something I was really excited about. And then as I had a chance to sit down with the different people around the football program, the athletic department, and continue to pull that veil back on where the program's headed, I'm super excited about it. And to be a part of that and to be a part of, you know, playing my little role in alumni relations and alumni engagement as a part of, you know, where football's headed, something I was super excited about. So a little bit of a long-winded answer there, Pablo, but hopefully that helped summarize it.
Yeah, Brady, you mentioned that excitement, and this may be a simple question or potentially a harder one to answer since you just started a couple weeks ago, but what does your day-to-day look like? What are your responsibilities as the Director of Alumni Relations for the football team?
Yeah, so first and foremost, connecting with alumni. So, it's been actually really overwhelming and exciting, the amount of outreach as this news has been released, and there's been, you know, a lot of buzz around it, a lot of excitement and people reaching out. So that's been really easy thus far, is connecting with former alumni, first and foremost, making sure that they know that they're welcome here, which they always have been. But now it's every day me waking up on how can I make sure that they feel welcome here. They know they're available and willing to be around anytime they want to, whether that be during spring practice, summer workouts, or in the fall, and then continuing to strategize and executing the strategy that we're setting on how do we best engage the alumni and make sure they're seen, heard, and valued, and they are willing to come around, wanting to come around to be a part of what we're doing here in Madison, and then helping connect the dots between the current staff, the current players, and the past with those alumni.
Brady, what excites you the most about this new venture, this new journey? Again, you mentioned that that Madison was a place that helped form you into the person that you are today. Have this opportunity in front of you, new challenges, all that. What do you think excites you the most as you take on this new venture?
Yeah, I think I guess I used my own story as I was in a busy phase of life, still am in a busy phase of life, 4 young kids, have a 5th on the way here coming next week. And, you know, I look at least a lot of the guys that I played with that are in that same, you know, era and time frame. Is last year I was invited to be a guest captain, an honorary captain, and got a chance to meet Coach Fickell, you know, reconnect with folks like John Richter and, you know, Marcus Sedbury and others around the program. But really just feeling that connection again, and it was much as much to my doing as anybody's, but getting invited back, being a part of that, going to practice, going to the game, having my family be a part of that was really, really excited. So I am excited about trying to facilitate and create those same experiences for others. And that might be the guest captain, the honorary captain. It might just be getting a guy back to practice himself or bringing his family, but trying to help facilitate those types of experiences to rekindle all of the great memories, the great relationships and experiences that we've all had as former football athletes here at the University of Wisconsin.
Brady, when you were a player, what was the role of alumni like in your journey as a member of the Wisconsin Badgers football team? And what can having that strong alumni presence do for the current team that's going to be suiting up this fall?
Yeah, I think it gives you perspective. And you guys probably talk about it all the time. Like, college football has changed since I played. I feel like I'm getting old now. I'm the old guy when I go to lunch with these college guys that are a current player. I look at that. I think alumni play a big role in helping understand the past and inform the future and be a resource. Like, some of the things that these guys going through, while it's different, are still very similar to what they're trying to navigate in today's world of college athletics and college football. And so I think that's the long-term vision and strategy, is how can we how can we leverage the experiences that alumni have had to help make the best student athlete experience while the current football team or current football players are here on campus. I think that's a really exciting piece of the future strategy, but I think first and foremost, it's getting connected with the alumni and getting them back around the program and involved.
Brady, could you pull back the curtain a little bit too, again, on this process and talking with Coach Fickell, because he mentioned that you in the release too, in the public announcement, that you are the perfect fit for this role. What was it like, the first initial conversations, whether it was during this process or even beforehand, when you got to meet Coach Fickell for the first time, what those initial conversations were like and what they've grown into ever since?
Yeah. I mean, the first conversation, I did have a chance to go to Fickell's introductory press conference when he first took the head coaching job. So I got a chance to shake his hand. That was a very overwhelming day for him, I'm sure, with all that was going on with media and the announcement. So just shaking his hand in passing there. But really, the first time I got a chance to talk with him was when I was at practice as a part of that guest honorary captain. And I think what jumped out to me first and foremost was his energy and his passion and his leadership for the game, the way he ran his practice. And so just being a part of that for the first time, albeit I was trying to rein my kids in and keep them out of the, you know, out of practice and, you know, in safe areas, but just loved his passion, loved his energy, and loved his vision for where he's taking the program. And I'd say that's only increased as I've had a chance to sit down with him more through the interview process. And here, as I've started, I see a lot of similarities to the foundation of what the history of Wisconsin football has been, but yet continue to evolve and grow into a new Wisconsin football. And I think that excites me, that there's some similarities that I guess I took pride in during my time here, but yet, you know, continuing to evolve and continuing to grow and excited for that future.
Yeah, Brady, you mentioned those foundations that Fickell is building that are similar to when you were played. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that? What are those foundations that you see right now with this Badgers team or this program that you felt when you were playing on Big Ten championship teams back in 2011?
Yeah. Well, I'd say what I've noticed last week when the guys were practicing, they're on the spring break now, but is the passion, the energy, the enthusiasm, and tangible things that, you know, anybody can do, but not everybody does them. And I think it's been really cool to see those intangible things. Like, every team's going to go out there and, you know, work on their footwork and, you know, some of the basics of how to execute a play or how to execute, you know, an offensive scheme. So it's, yes, they're working on those things, but I'm seeing a lot of those intangible things of, like, the energy, the effort, the attitude they're bringing to things, focusing on being smart, being physical, being disciplined in the way that they approach things on the field and off the field. So I think those are things I took pride in during my time here at Wisconsin, and I'm seeing a lot of those similarities just in my short time here and my time on campus back in the fall as an honorary captain, albeit just for one or two days.
Brady, I know you're balancing a lot, taking in a lot of new things as you ease into this role. But out of curiosity, if you've gotten the chance to at least be around practices and get to see some of the new guys, who are some guys that stick out to you that you're excited to see take the field and for Badger fans to get to see as well?
Oh, man, that's a challenging one. So if you saw me at practice, you would see that I have my – man, there's so many guys, obviously, and – you know, a lot of new faces here going into this spring ball. So I have my sheet with my faces on them, my names and my numbers that I'm cross-referencing. But I would say something that jumped out to me was quarterback play and just slinging the ball around. You know, I was talking to Kyle Jefferson at practice the other day, and Greg Gillum, the chief of staff here, turned around. He's like, "You're not even paying attention. You didn't see that we just ran a fullback dive." So seeing things like that, getting a chance to meet, you know, players from all over the country, learn a little bit about their story, see the energy in practice, see the, you know, quarterbacks slinging it around, see the fullbacks, tight ends out there working. A lot of different, you know, I'm more offensive minded based on my past, but also just super impressed with how big a lot of these guys are. I don't know if my mindset is messed up from when I played, but I feel like a lot of these guys are that much more taller, that much bigger, and just tremendous athletes. And I think that's a testament of who they went out and are able to find in the transfer portal and some of the guys that they've been building here. But a lot of different guys jumping out to me. But I think most importantly to me is that personal one-on-one connection that I've been able to start to build with a few of them to understand who they are, what makes them tick, where they came from, what are they passionate about, and how I might be able to be a small resource myself or help connect them to different resources of alumni or internally here to have their best and make the best experience possible while they're at the University of Wisconsin.
That's awesome, Brady. Last one from me. You mentioned you missed the fullback dive at practice, but if you had the opportunity to talk to Coach Grimes, how he's going to best implement the fullback into the offense this season?
That hadn't hit the priority list in the first week and a half, but – no doubt there you're going to get a little jab from me here and there about incorporating the fullback, maybe throwing some recommendations out there. But no, my interaction with the coach Grimes have been awesome, and excited to see how he uses the different talent that he has. I think that's the trick, like having your philosophy that you go to, but also, you know, adjusting and tailoring it to the talent that you have and the different people that you can plug in. That's what I'm excited to see, and already seeing that playing out a little bit in some of the high point plays I've seen in spring thus far.
All right. We have Brady Ewing once again. One last question for me before we let you go, Brady. I know you got an important meeting with with the man up top of Chris McIntosh, so we'll let you get going after this one. Real quick, just wanted to ask you, though, your message to, again, when you're talking to the alumni and, again, when you take on this new role, what is the message that you have to, again, strengthen those relationships, make sure that they're getting even better each and every day? What's that message that you have for all Badger football alumni that you want to send out?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, and it's always been the case, but you're welcome back here at Wisconsin. And I think I'm excited to personally connect with you, but also connect you with the current program, whether that be, you know, support staff around the program now, the players, the coaches, and help rekindle some of those feelings that you had back when you were on campus, maybe help rekindle some of the relationships that you had with former teammates or support staff that you had while you're on campus. And just excited to be a conduit to facilitate different types of events to help get to that end goal, is building connection to help drive a great experience for alumni. I think that's first and foremost.
Awesome. Well, best of luck in the new role. Excited to have you back. Excited to have a fullback here, a former Wisconsin Badger, a guy who is from Richland Center, all of those things. So
wishing
you nothing but the best, Brady. So thanks so much. We'll let you get going. He is Brady Ewing, now the Director of Alumni Relations for the football program. Brady, best of luck. Thanks again for joining the Jump Around.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys.